The smooth coordination of a Marine reconnaissance team and members of an artillery battery resulted in a deadly surprise for the Viet Cong. Sergeant John A. Sleeper, 19, of South Lancaster, Massachusetts, led a 17-man insert of Marines from 1st Reconnaissance Battalion into Antenna Valley, south of Da Nang. The team was inserted by helicopter and patrolled through the valley before setting up security and an observation post. For 5 days, the recon team called in artillery fire on enemy soldiers in the valley below. There were a lot of small groups of Viet Cong. They observed an average of 35 enemy troops a day, but on the second day, they spotted a force of about 150 Viet Cong and called for artillery from An Hoa. Well, soon 175-millimeter artillery rounds were pounding the valley and dispersing the enemy column. The VC were in a box. They could only move along the trail because the terrain was so rough. When they ran to either end of the trail, artillery rounds would already be on the way, and they would run right into the barrage. They ran back and forth trying to get out, but the artillery in An Hoa was doing such a good job that they were completely trapped. Well, finally, the enemy column broke up and scattered into the brush. When Sleeper's team was extracted on the fifth day, the recon artillery teamwork had been credited with 39 confirmed enemy kills. And this has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific. Human relations have become a major factor in South Vietnam's struggle for peace, a factor which Americans have labeled pacification. Pacification is accomplished by winning the cooperation of the Vietnamese people so that the free world military forces can bring a speedier end to the Vietnam conflict. The pacification cycle is a long and tedious challenge, especially when dealing with Vietnamese refugees. An Bien, on the island of Kỳ Hòa, north of the Marine Air Base at Chu Lai, is a refugee hamlet. The density of the Viet Cong and their ancestral areas require that they be moved to a safer location. The 2nd Light Anti-Aircraft Missile Battalion assumed the pacification responsibilities for the villagers in January of 1966. Lieutenant Colonel Stanley A. Herman, 40, of Alexandria, Virginia, and battalion commander, has been directly involved with winning the friendship of An Bien since he joined the unit in July 1967. Civil Affairs Marines studied An Bien and its needs. Then the 2nd Lamb Battalion initiated a simple three-point program to overcome the reluctance of An Bien refugees to give full cooperation. Well, first, the people needed a hospital. A location was selected with the aid of the hamlet chief, and the Vietnamese-American coordinated effort produced a hospital full of furniture and built by the Marines of the 2nd Lamb Battalion. The next project was the construction of a pig pen where more specialized care could be administered to the hamlet's valuable livestock. At this point, the Marine unit still wasn't convinced that the people's confidence had been won, but they changed their minds en route to the dedication of the latest project, a school. Citizens of An Bien lined the path from the Marine jeeps to a colorfully decorated stage which was adjacent to the new school. They were surrounded by An Bien children and led to their seats of honor beside the hamlet elders. The refugees began the dedication ceremony by standing and saying their Pledge of Allegiance to the Republic of South Vietnam, a comforting sight and sound to the Americans. Trinh Mian Hu, Vietnamese chief of Kỳ Hòa, expressed appreciation for the Americans' help and support. He also presented hand-painted wall plaques to those Marines who led the project and are helping build a better future for tomorrow. This has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Informational Services Office Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific. An alert scout dog undoubtedly saved the lives of many Leathernecks during Operation Auburn. Marines of the 3rd Platoon E Company, 2nd Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment were acting as the point element of the sweeping force in Quang Nam Province. "We just moved out of the brush on a jungle trail into an open area," said Corporal A.J. Crowley, 21, Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, a squad leader. All of a sudden, the dog's ears perked up and he started growling. Well, approximately 400 meters away, North Vietnamese Army soldiers were sitting in an ambush position, waiting for the Marines to walk into the killing zone. "When the dog smelled the enemy," said Crowley, "his handler opened fire in a tree line and started yelling for us to get out of the open." The Leathernecks, who were subjected to heavy automatic weapons fire, started pouring fire back into the enemy position. The scout dog's handler remained standing in the open and continued to fire at the NVA ambush site, allowing the Marines to get into fighting positions. When he saw that the other Marines were safe, The handler sought cover. The firefight lasted about 20 minutes. The Marines called airstrikes on the enemy and continued to batter at the NVA position. They managed to suppress the enemy fire and then charged into their position. When they got in there, they found one Viet Cong dead and several blood trails. The E Company Leathernecks received no casualties because the scout dog had tipped them off. The Marines were able to foil what might have been a highly effective North Vietnamese Army ambush. The site of the enemy ambush, it was discovered, had harbored an estimated North Vietnamese Army battalion the previous night. The ambush had apparently been set in an attempt to slow the Marines in their pursuit of the main force unit. This has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific. A company of the 3rd Battalion, 9th Marines, caught a platoon of North Vietnamese regulars by surprise in a bunker complex on the fringes of the demilitarized zone. The ensuing battle netted 16 enemy dead, with only 2 minor casualties to the Marines. In addition, the company captured 8 individual and 2 crew served weapons, ammunition, and grenades. The company was participating in a battalion sweep and clear operation when they walked into the bunker complex. The North Vietnamese Army were preparing their noon meal as lead Marine elements walked in. The surprised enemy troops threw a few grenades and hurriedly withdrew, leaving weapons, equipment, and food behind. After a 20-minute firefight, the Marines occupied the positions and searched the complex. This has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific. A Marine is helping 2 Vietnamese rice farmers fulfill their ambition to become mechanics by teaching them about engines and vehicles. Sergeant Jerry Wayne Grady, 22, of Stowe, Ohio, assistant shop chief of the service company 1st Marine Division Motor Pool, is proud of the progress made by his 2 pupils. Nguyen Tien and Nguyen Nhin were rice farmers at Red Beach only a year ago. Now they are well on the way to becoming second echelon mechanics. Last year, the Motor Pool requested 2 Vietnamese from the Industrial Relations Office. The office employs more than 1,200 Vietnamese laborers in a variety of jobs at units throughout the 1st Division. The 2 Vietnamese had no mechanical experience when they began working in their motor pool. Well, Sergeant Grady has taught them by on-the-job training methods. They began by washing vehicle parts, Grady said. While we repaired vehicles in the shop, Nhin and Tien cleaned the parts before we were ready to reassemble them. Recently, the Marines taught Tien how to drive a Mighty Mite. At first, he was nervous, Grady commented, but he caught on fast. The only problem encountered in teaching them has been the language barrier. We communicate pretty well, Grady said, but you can't explain everything with words only. You've got to show them, and they'll learn to do it by watching you and repeating what you've done until they understand it. Then they can do it alone. I'm now teaching them to change spark plugs, Grady said, and they've been watching me overhaul an engine. Someday, they'll be able to do it themselves. Everybody in the shop likes Nhin and Tien, according to Grady. They're good-natured, they work hard, follow instructions well, and are completely trustworthy. They sometimes invite us out to Red Beach to meet their families. The only thing they refuse to do, Grady concluded, is take a break. They're the 2 hardest-working guys I've ever seen, and they learn something every day. Nhin and Tien each earn about $54 a month. Well, that's pretty high by Vietnamese standards. They receive annual and sick leave in addition to other benefits. But most important, they are learning a skill that someday they can pass on to others in their village. This has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Informational Services Office, Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific. In the small personal war of man to man, the Viet Cong will try any means to inflict casualties. One Viet Cong guerrilla was a human booby trap. He was on his stomach, face down. A Chinese communist grenade concealed in his hand already had the pin removed. Lance Corporal C.J. Walker, 20, of San Francisco, California, a member of Combined Action Platoon Gulf 5, was providing security for a fellow Marine and 3 popular force soldiers. They were searching the bodies of 4 dead Viet Cong that they had killed earlier in the day. But one of the Viet Cong was very much alive, waiting for his opportunity for revenge. The 2nd Marine, Corporal Edward T. Gorman, Manhattan, Kansas, moved cautiously. Carefully, he removed all documents and weapons from 3 of the dead enemy and moved to the last. Gorman rolled the Viet Cong over onto his back and saw that the enemy soldier was only wounded and was armed with a hand grenade. The Viet Cong drew back his arm to throw. Gorman yelled grenade and jumped behind a nearby rice paddy dike. Before the Viet Cong could throw the grenade, Walker fired, hitting the enemy. The grenade fell on the Viet Cong and exploded. He came close to getting us, Walker said, only to end up killing himself. And this has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Informational Services Office, Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific. Serving as a blocking force for a company of Vietnamese Rangers, E Company, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment, accounted for 13 Viet Cong killed, 10 captured enemy weapons, and 1 Viet Cong prisoner. As elements of the 5th Army Republic of Vietnam Airborne Battalion began their sweep toward the village of Nam O, northwest of Da Nang, the Marines moved in to cover the village's west flank. After suffering airstrikes for more than an hour, as the Rangers searched the village, the Viet Cong slowly began wandering across the rice paddies toward the Marines and were taken under fire. The operation had been triggered by the Viet Cong when they ambushed a Marine military police truck early in the morning. The following day, E Company conducted a second sweep to the village and discovered 10 more dead Viet Cong. They also uncovered enemy maps, medical supplies, and propaganda leaflets. This has been Marine Gunnery Sergeant Bob Green, Informational Services Office, Headquarters, Fleet Marine Force Pacific.